Welcome to Press X to Win, episode 8. I don't have anything clever for you this week, because everything is shit.
I disagree. Everything. I don't think everything is shit.
Everything is shit.
I think you're being a little pessimistic. I think you're a little upset about some news that we'll talk about a little bit later.
Everything is shit, Jake.
I think...
You don't understand.
I disagree. I think not everything is shit.
Welcome to Press X to Win, episode 8, like I said. I don't know why I said it again, but we're here to talk about video games and
let's start off talking about something that we both enjoyed, the Dragon Ball Xenoverse DLC Pack 2.
Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse Pack 2 came out this week. It was like less than an hour long.
It's only less than an hour long if you know how to break the game. If you're trying to play it like legitimately, then I imagine it's really challenging, because even with our broken ass characters, there was still like one of the missions where I was like,
ugh. That final mission, I was like, fuck, I gotta use health kits in a DLC mission, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I mean, it's fun, you know, you get like four new
characters. That game is fun. That game has good mechanics, fun characters to play as, and it's interesting. Like, if you like Dragon Ball Z, it's fucking interesting. Like, even if the DLC is kind of like half-ass, you know, story's really not that great, it's still interesting.
Yeah,
and like, I'm curious what the fuck they're gonna do for DLC Pack 3, because they've already used all the characters they already had in the game.
Yeah, so, I'm not sure. I think DLC, I don't know what DLC Pack 3 is.
Cooler.
It's not gonna be cooler.
It's not gonna be cooler.
It's never gonna be cooler.
Cooler!
I know you want cooler, but it's not gonna happen, man.
Janemba!
Cooler's, maybe
Janemba.
Maybe.
Cooler.
We'll see.
Cooler.
It's probably online. The information board's probably online, and we're being big, dumb retards right now, but...
Cooler.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cooler is cooler than you.
Cooler? You know who Cooler's not cooler than, though?
Fucking Kotal Kahn.
Sub-Zero.
Kotal Kahn sucks.
Kotal Kahn does not suck, actually. You just don't know how to play him. He can do so much fucking damage. Oh my god. His Blood God version has like a 91% damage combo.
Before we get into this.
It's fucking crazy.
Mortal Kombat came out this week, and it's a game. You fight in it. It's a NetherRealm game. So we know how that's gonna go. You know, probably like 6 or 8 months down the line, there'll be a nice complete edition for people to buy. That's just how NetherRealm rolls.
But, that's how most games roll now.
So, Jake's going to tell you what he thinks of Mortal Kombat. And then I'm going to tell you what I think of Mortal Kombat. And then we're going to fight. To the fucking death. Because me and Jake have such differing fucking opinions on this game that we may break the podcast. So, by all means, Jake Jimenez, go fucking crazy.
Okay, so I think Mortal Kombat X is a really good game. I like the story mode. I don't know if it's better than Mortal Kombat 9 story mode. It's definitely different. It jumps around a lot more and gives you perspectives from the different sides rather than just having you play as the good guys all the time. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the story. I liked the ending. A lot of people are like, oh, the ending sucked, blah, blah, blah. But I actually really liked it. It leaves it open for a third game. Gameplay-wise, I think it's really solid. Mechanically, I think it's definitely better than Mortal Kombat 9. Feels a lot more balanced, more fluid. The variations add a lot of depth and let you change it up. Like, if you're getting your ass kicked by some guy using Kung Lao's Buzzsaw variant, and then you switch up your variant, and then suddenly it, like, evens the playing field. You know, there's a lot of depth in it. So mechanically, it's, like, way more sound than the last game. And probably a little bit more, I think it's more mechanically sound than Injustice too. Injustice had a problem with, the interactables where you could grab them and throw them and the damage was fucking unblockable, but in MKX, that damage is completely blockable, which is really nice. I think it's a really good game. I think it's really solid. I think it's one of their best games to date. Definitely up there with MK9 and Injustice.
Okay, my turn.
Just one more thing. I do want to say, though, their DLC policy is fucking atrocious. I love the game, but I'm not going to condone that their DLC policy. Like, yeah, the Fatality Tokens and paying to unlock the Crypt is, you know, it doesn't really affect anything, like, gameplay-wise, you know, that's all content you can get without having to pay, and it's all content that doesn't affect your ability to win against other players, but it's still fucking bullshit that that's in there. That's just nickel-and-diming microtransaction bullshit. Same thing with, you know, having Tanya in the story mode, and you fight her, yet she's the last DLC character to be released. That's bullshit. I think that's really fucking stupid, and part of me is like, I know that NetherRealm probably wasn't like, let's nickel and dime our customers, because WB likes to do that shit. Like most other publishers, they really want to nickel and dime people for as much money as they can get. And I know NetherRealm probably wouldn't even be in business if it wasn't for WB picking them up, but at the same time, it still fucking sucks, man. Anyway, that's all I have to say on it.
That's all you have to say. Excuse me. That's all you have to say?
For now.
Okay, before I start, I'm going to say I bought this game on Tuesday, and today is Friday. We recorded today, and this game is now back at Best Buy. So I just want to put that out there before I start. I really liked Injustice. I thought Injustice's story was really fucking interesting, and it was a really cool take on DC Universe and, like, all that cool stuff. And, like, you know, they killed off characters that normally weren't dead. Like, spoiler alert, it's a fucking three-year-old game. Green Arrow actually dies. He actually gets killed between what happens. And it's really interesting, like, how they could, you know, have fun with the lore and make a story that's actually really, really interesting. This story fucking sucks. This story is fucking boring and jumps around way too much. At the beginning of it was really cool. I played, like, the first few characters. Kotal Kahn fucking sucks dick. That is the worst fucking character I've ever played in a fighting game in a fucking story mode. It's just trash. Like, it's so bad. It was just awful. Like, I would fucking try and fight, and Kano's just like, hey, bitch, what's up? I'm gonna roll over your face over and over and over again.
Did you try using the block button?
Yes, I read using the block button. Fuck you. Fucking, the story's just not interesting. Like, I don't really just don't give a fuck. Like, Mortal Kombat 9 was longer, it was more interesting, and it basically, what it did is it took Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, and then, like, fleshed all the stuff out in between those games, while still telling the same story. This game just goes off the fucking deep end, and it's like, hey, guess what, it's 20 years later, hey, guess what, it's 5 years later, hey, guess what, you're back for 20 years, and just keeps fucking jumping around. It's like, holy shit, like, what the fuck? This story doesn't even fucking make sense. Like, there's just too much jumping around. Like, why the fuck am I all of a sudden hanging out with Raiden and fucking Kung Lao and Liu Kang on a boat before the tournament? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Like, it just...
Well, it makes sense. It explains that whole part, though.
By the time I got to Raiden in that game, I was like, please end, please end. And I had to play as two more characters, and I was like, holy fuck, it's still going. And it's shorter than Mortal Kombat 9. And when I played through Mortal Kombat 9, I was like, oh my god, I hope this never ends. It's so fun. And then when I got to Shao Kahn, I was like, damn it, it was so fun. I had such a good time. Like, it was so interesting. And then Shao Kahn was the cheapest motherfucking fuck ever. And they decided to keep that trend going, because the final boss is cheap as shit. He's just like, hey, guess what? This is fire! Fire! And he shoots fire out of his chest and rapes you over and over and over again. But the way Mortal Kombat works is like, hey, you know what? We want to make sure that you get to play through the story, so every time you lose, the game gets way easier. And so you play through it, like, the third time, super easy, it doesn't use fire anymore. The game also holds your fucking hand. So say you die in a combat match, so, like, I'm fighting Kano with Sonya. And I die. So, fucking died. Ah, shit. Well, I'm gonna go do something else. I hit the main menu. When I come back to the game, guess who's beaten? Kano! Kano's fucking beaten.
Actually,
for me,
I think that's
the game
a bug.
Hold your fucking hand. The game.
Actually, that's a bug. I think
hand.
That's a bug, because that happened.
It happened
to me
on multiple times.
Really? That only. So, I had to do that a couple times. And the first time, when you first fight Shinnok as Johnny Cage at the beginning of the game, it did that. I was like, what the fuck is that shit? And then I had to do it a couple more times, go back to the main menu while during the story, and it never did it again. I don't know why.
Happened to me three times.
I don't
times,
know if it's a bug,
Jake,
or if it's intended or what.
Three times. I almost guarantee you it's because that's just how that game is. You lose a fight, it gets easier. But the thing is, some of the fights, they're not even hard because, like, oh, he's so skilled, he's using so many combos, that bot's so good. It's like, hey, guess what? I spam the same fucking move over and over again. Hey, you don't like Ermac? Well, guess what? Ermac's gonna grab you and throw you on the ground and grab you and throw you on the ground. Maybe he'll hold you up in the air and then grab you and throw you on the ground. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that story mode
was
so
fucking
dumb.
You're looking at MK9 with some nostalgia.
If you play Street Fighter, If you play Street Fighter, it's not like that. And that game doesn't have a good story, but that game, at least when you're playing through the story mode, like, it's like fighting a regular person. It's not like, hey, guess what? I like to spam Hadoukens! Hadouken!
That's not true.
Hadouken.
At high difficulties, every fighting game reads inputs and spams moves and shit. Come on,
it's,
now.
No.
Also, I don't know why you'd expect Mortal Kombat to be like Street Fighter. It's never been like Street Fighter. It's a completely different style of game.
No, it's just the fucking story mode is cheap to be cheap. It's bullshit.
I never had any problems with story mode. I don't know what you're talking about.
I fucking died so many times from the dumbest shit because I get stuck in a corner, and I'd spam R1 to get out of the corner, but he's like, nah, bruh, I don't want to get out of the corner. And then I get fucking killed. Mode. I'm like, okay, cool. This game's fucking cheap. And so, that's the story mode, right? You know, that's okay. The story mode, you know, it's cool. You get to learn a story. It's not really interesting. I don't give a fuck what happens to Johnny Cage's daughter. Or Jax Briggs' daughter. I just don't give a fuck. I would rather have seen Liu Kang. Like, why is Liu Kang? I don't even. I'm not going to get to it. Anyways, so then you beat story mode, and they're like, okay, well, now, you know, what do I do? Well, you can play this Test Your Might mode, which is the dumbest fucking shit on Earth. The dumbest fucking shit on Earth.
Test Your Might was in MK9.
It's dumb. It was stupid in fucking MK9, and it's even stupider in this.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
you
okay,
don't have to play it.
Spam X circle. This is what I can do after I beat story mode. What else am I supposed to do?
Play online.
So you spam X square triangle circle over and over and over again, and then when the little circle gets in the small thing, you press the two buttons, and it hits the thing, and you win. And it's just dumb. It's just like a button mash. It's like playing a fucking Mario Party game that's part of the single player, like, offerings.
Yeah, but dude, that's been in every Mortal Kombat game since, like, the first one.
See, the only thing that's acceptable in this game is the tower, because that's in every game, you know. Injustice had the tower, but in fucking Street Fighter even has, it's like a tower, but that's just the regular single player mode. But then you go to the crypt, and the crypt is really cool. The crypt's really cool. It's like an adventure mode. You're walking around, like, super cool, like getting all these items, unlocking new areas, all these areas, and then you finish the crypt, and so then you're like, okay, well, now I want to buy stuff. Well, you beat story mode, you have some coins, right? Well, guess what? Most things cost like 6,000 coins, and you only get 2,000 coins from beating most fights the first time. So, guess what you're gonna have to do? You're gonna have to fucking grind. You wanna fucking grind to get some shit you want? So you want a fucking alternate costume? Go online, look up where the alternate costume is. Okay. One of the alternate costumes says, time chest. What's that mean? Go to the location, sit there and wait. No chest. Goes all the way to 12, goes back to 1, still no chest. So the fucking chests are random. Sometimes they're just fucking random. Sometimes they'll pop out sometimes, sometimes they won't pop out sometimes. It's like, oh, this is fucking cool. I really like this. Not. This is fucking stupid. I want Melina's extra costume so I can have all the costumes when I play online. But I can't get that because it's a random fucking chest. Same thing with the fucking fatalities. It's just dumb.
Yeah, like, you don't have to unlock random fatalities in the crypt, though. You can just input them and then it unlocks them.
Yeah, but I didn't fucking know that.
It
but,
was the
so
same
I was
way
like,
in Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah, but you came over and did all that shit for me, so fuck you.
Well, that's not my fault you don't know shit.
So I wanted to go get all the fatalities, so I was like, okay, I'll look for the fatalities. Some of the fatalities are in time chests. Well, guess what? I'm out of coins now because I've spent all my coins, so guess what I can do? I could go online, spend $20, and unlock everything in the crypt, including the time chests. So now my $60 game has turned into an $80 game because that's fucking cool. And then fucking bullshit like, oh, you want easy fatalities? Well, there's like, you know, 8 or 9 of them you'll find in chests and shit that for like 10 coins, but you can also buy 30 of them for $5. So you want to do easy fatalities online after you win a match? Go ahead and spend $5. So now your fucking $60 game is turned into an $85 game. And they're not reusable.
Okay, hold on. I gotta stop
they're
you
not
here.
Fucking reusable. You can't reuse them. Once you use them, they're gone. If you use all 30, you gotta pay $5 more to get 30 more.
Okay, I gotta
and
stop I you there. That's a
it's completely optional.
Argument.
It's
because
completely
you can
optional.
Unlock the fatalities and every it's that's all optional shit. You can unlock the fatalities by inputting them yourself in the practice mode. You can unlock you can unlock the brutalities by looking up the requirements online and performing them. You can the only thing that's bullshit is that the costumes are in time chests that are hard to find. As and you know, for grinding, you don't have to grind for coins. You're supposed to play the game online, do arcade mode and stuff, and you get coins that way, then you go
in the brutalities are in time chests too. So if you want the brutalities, timing a brutality is pretty hard because you don't know what the requirements
are. Yeah,
but
you can look up the requirements for it.
That's fucking dumb.
That's how it's always been.
Fucking dumb. Nope, but a lot of people
before you had to look up the inputs.
That's and there's no fucking strategy guide. I looked. There's no strategy guide that
yeah,
tells you what these moves are.
Yeah, it's called GameFAQs.com.
It's fucking dumb. And then Prima, you go on Prima, they, you know, they usually make all the strategy guides. They don't even have a fucking guide up for the game. It's fucking dumb. It's fucking stupid. And you go online, and the online lag's like fucking hell.
Yeah, the online, I kept hearing people say that there was no lag problems, no netcode problems. And then I was getting scraped online because I was having serious input lag in some matches. It's like, what the fuck?
I went online to play with some friends, and, you know, I have some friends who bought the game, and I was like, okay, you know, I'll go play some online with some Mortal Kombat and just kind of, you know, fight around and, you know, fight and play with some characters. I don't like most of the characters. I just don't like how they control. It just bothers me. There's only a few characters I really like. And when I hit random, every fucking time I get Kotal Kahn, so I don't know what the fuck. The game's like, hey, fuck you, bitch. You're going to play Kotal Kahn because he's fun.
He's
no,
actually
he's
really
not.
Good. When she
he's fucking... He sucks dick.
He doesn't. He, like, objectively doesn't. He has a 93% combo in one of his variations.
He sucks. His fucking Sun God form fucking sucks.
And play his other form. Shit. His Sun God form has, like, a 70% combo.
So many characters I played, and I know how to play fighting games. I know how to do combos in fighting games. I sat on Injustice for hours and practiced combos with the Green Arrow, and I fucking won a lot of matches online as Green Arrow. But this game, it just... Some of these characters' combos just fucking drop in the middle of them. I'll press the buttons and it's like, nope, okay, input lag, fuck you, fucking game! I hate this game. I hate it. It's not a bad game either. I'm not gonna say it's a bad game. It's probably a good game for some people, but the problems just irk me, and I don't feel confident with what they're doing with DLC to even let them have my money, and that's why I traded it in. I didn't want to play it anymore. No, I got all my money back because I traded it in back to Best Buy and got all the money I paid for it back because I had Gamers Club unlocked.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good
yeah, thing. Fuck you, NetherRealm and WWB. Fuck you. I'm putting my fucking two middle fingers up because fuck you and fuck your bullshit. Fuck your stupid-ass combat pass. That's $30 for fucking four characters when there's 29 characters in the game. Fuck you. Fuck you. If you listen to this, fuck you, NetherRealm. If you make an Injustice 2, I probably won't buy it because you guys suck.
Wow. Wow, you're really mad.
I got it.
It's really funny because it's so far this is like tied with Xenoverse for my favorite game of 2015. Like I love
my favorite game of 2015 is a tie between Dying Light and Bloodborne.
Like I love the mechanics for it. I love everything about this game.
A lot of people do. DLC. It's like the same people who are really happy about the fact that they're making a Battlefront game.
Okay, it's not the same people that are happy about the Battlefront game. Don't you let me in with
those
fuckers.
I've been on some forums and people, the same people who are like, oh, Mortal Kombat's a really good fighting game, are like, oh, I'm super excited for Battlefront, Battlefield, Star Wars.
That's completely different now.
Anyways, so is there anything else you want to say before we fucking get rid of this subject forever and never talk about this fucking game ever again?
I'm going to talk about this game every week.
No, gonna kick you off. I'm gonna call Mike and replace you. I don't want to talk about this fucking trash heap of a fucking fighting game ever again. And it's purely my opinion. You can love it. Fucking go crazy. Have fun with your broken ass fucking online when Injustice worked perfectly on day one.
Injustice did not work perfectly. That's
yes,
bullshit.
It did. I bought Injustice on day one and I sat in the fucking King of the Hill lobby for 6 hours playing.
Injustice had netcode problems too.
No,
man.
It didn't. Did you own Injustice on day one?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Remember?
No, you didn't.
I bought it.
You didn't have a console. You wouldn't have a console, Jake.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I bought it on day one, remember?
No, I don't remember.
You have a bad memory.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
I'm
but
not.
Anyways,
okay. Why would I lie about that?
MK9 and Injustice are better games than fucking MKX. MK9 had a better story mode, and fucking Injustice was just a better game. Like, Injustice is broken when it comes to, like, some character balance. Like, this game has, like, more balanced characters and maybe a little bit better fighting, I guess. But Injustice is an overall better package. There's more in Injustice. There's a better story mode. There's a better fucking tower where you go about do a bunch of random challenge shit. I don't know why the fuck they didn't put a challenge tower thing in here. They're like, oh, hey, guess what? You get to play this thing where there's random earthquakes, and every time you win a match, there's more earthquakes in the match. That's so fun. Well, and yes, you don't like it. Guess what? In the next hour, it changes to be fucking freeze. It freezes you if you don't attack. That's so fun, right? No, it's not fucking fun. I don't fucking want to play that. I'd rather go fucking... I don't know what I'd rather fucking do. I'm so angry. I'd rather go do something else that's not play Mortal Kombat. And that's exactly what I did by trading in Mortal Kombat.
Well, all right. As you can see, Nate really doesn't like Mortal Kombat, and I really like Mortal Kombat. I think this is the first, like, major difference in opinion we've had on a game.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, too. I just know it.
I mean, we argue about this all the time. For anyone listening, don't think that, you know, we're actually getting heated with one another. We argue about this kind of shit off the record all the time.
There's shit we argue about that what I'm going to mention here that I thought was stupid in that game. Like, really random, not going to say anything bad about it, but why is Kung Jin all of a sudden gay? Like, just randomly, he comes out to fucking Raiden? Okay, why?
Yeah, I don't know. That was just kind of thrown in there. I don't know. Whatever. That's their thing. That's not gonna detract from my enjoyment of the game at all.
It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying anything about gay people. I'm just saying why is it in there? It's just fucking random. All of a sudden he's like, well, Raiden, I like men. Okay.
Well, that's not exactly how it goes. He's like, I can't join the Shaolin. And then he's like, yes, you can. He's like, but I'm, and then he's like, they don't care if you like guys. And it wasn't even like that obvious. It was kind of like open-ended or whatever, but like I didn't even realize that's what he meant at first. Anyway, we should move on.
Oh my god, like the only thing I good about this game I can say is the fighting, like the actual fighting, the characters and the way they play, it's faster and more fluid than MK9. But everything else is some dog ass shit fucking bullshit. Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
There's this company. It's called EA. They make games.
I like to call EA Ebolades.
I mean, I guess. You know, they make games.
They make DLC simulators.
They made a game once, Jake. And we had a conversation about this. I just want people to hear because I just ranted for, like, I want to say 15 minutes. So I want you to rant now.
Oh, boy.
They made this game called Mass Effect.
They made three games. Well, technically.
They made three of them.
They made three games called Mass Effect, but
there was the third one had some problems.
The third one was a pile of shit.
Let's hear why.
Fuck Mass Effect 3. You hate Mortal Kombat X? Alright. I hate Mass Effect 3. Now don't get me wrong, I played Mass Effect 1. I fucking love Mass Effect 1. I'll go back and play it even though the mechanics are outdated and it can be a little hard to play because the story was just so much fucking better. It had so much good shit going for it that I didn't even mind the small little spots of bad and the fucking tedious ass Mako missions with the fucking dope ass physics where you could do flips and shit in the air in the goddamn hover tank. What the fuck ever. Alright? Mass Effect 2 comes out and I'm like, wow, this gameplay is like a lot better. Like it's not like, oh shit, the gameplay sucks still. It was like more streamlined, which I didn't think was that bad. I mean, it was a corridor shooter, which got kind of old after a while, got rid of like most of the RPG mechanics. What fuck ever. I wasn't even playing for it for that at that point. I was just playing it for the story. But then it was like, hey, we're gonna go do some bullshit that really has very little to do with the first game, and actually had very little to do with the third game. It was like they just went off on a fucking tangent and were like, okay, now you're in the third game. So the third game's coming out, and I'm like, alright, all this pre-release bullshit, all your choices matter. Everything's gonna come down to at the end, and it's gonna be crazy. There's gonna be tons of different endings. Literal quote from the writer of Mass Effect 3 that the ending isn't gonna be something like a typical ending where you pick option A, B, or C. Literal quote from Casey fucking Hudson about the ending to Mass Effect 3. Alright, keep that in mind. We're rolling. Okay, game, so I get the game. Game starts. Shit's going down. Spoiler alert, the Reapers attack. Somehow we weren't prepared. I don't know how we weren't prepared. We just spent two fucking games dealing with them. Alright, we weren't prepared. Reapers are attacking. Oh no. What do we do? Okay. Oh shit, this little kid's about to die in this shuttle. Along with like a million other people. Oh man, I have PTSD despite my backstory saying I watched my whole squad die or I watched my whole family die or some other bullshit like that. This one kid out of, and not to mention I have killed probably literally thousands of aliens at this point. This one fucking kid suddenly gives me intense PTSD, some like EVA bullshit, alright? Then, I don't even get all the squad members from the previous games. I get select squad members, ones that I just met. And if you, like, romanced anyone from Mass Effect 2, like Miranda or Jack, or if you're a female, Jacob, don't even get me started on the female romances. That was some bullshit. But you can't really do anything. You get, like, one token scene with them unless you buy the DLC, only $20. Then you get some extra scenes with them. And the female ones, like, you, if you romance Jacob in Mass Effect 2, and then you see, when you see him in Mass Effect 3, he's like, yeah, I mean, you were gone, like, you left Cerberus, I just fucked some random bitch, and got her pregnant. Oops. Which is so stereotypical. Which is super offensive. I was like, fucking really, Bioware? Isn't Bioware supposed to be, like, the bastion for, like, acceptance and breaking through stereotypes and gender norms and all that kind of shit? And then it's, they straight up have the token black character in their game knock up some random chick and cheat on you. And then be a deadbeat dad. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. And then if you romance Thane, he just fucking dies. You get like one scene and he's like, I'm fucking dead. Fuck you. So, what was the point? What was the point? What was the point of Mass Effect 2? It had almost no point besides being like, oh yeah, the elusive man's like a bad guy now because they kept the collector base. Even if you blew it up, they still, bad stuff still happened. They're bad. Fuck you. We needed bad guys or whatever. And you know, the worst part about it isn't that it's like completely bad all the way through. There are some really good moments. Like when Morden sacrifices himself, that's like a really good moment. When Legion or Tali die, that's a really pivotal moment. Like it's great. Those are all great moments. But the Morden moment's really overshadowed by the fact that the fucking Salarians, who are all going to die if they don't help the Krogans, like, they don't remove the genophage, they're all going to fucking die, but they're like, nah, fuck that, man, they're just gonna kill us all after the fact or something, I don't know, man, I'm fucking stupid. Every single political figure in Mass Effect is a goddamn retard. Every single time it's like, I don't know what to do, let's do the dumbest fucking thing imaginable. And then Shepard, who is just supposed to be some fucking soldier, is like, I don't think we should do that. And everyone's like, no, you're wrong, Shepard. And he's like, look at this crazy shit I found in this alien world. Yo, this shit's crazy. We're all gonna die if you don't listen. And they're like, no, you're fucking stupid, man. We're politicians. We know better. It's like the most stereotypical politician bullshit ever where they don't want to listen. Even after Mass Effect 1, he saves them. And then all the ambassadors are like, Reapers. Yeah, I was just fucked up on cocaine, man. I don't know what that was. Oh my god.
This has been Jake rants about an old
game. I'm not even done. I'm not even fucking finished with this shit, man.
If you want to know why I brought this up, the Legion Tali
stuff. When the Quarians are like, the Geth are like, hey man, these are evil Geth. We should unite and fight them. We can settle our differences later. You know, you can come settle back in your home planet. We just want peace. And the Quarians are like, no, fuck you. We don't want peace. We're all gonna die. And Geth and Shepard are like, bro, you don't really have to do that. And unless you, like, do some crazy shit, one side kills the other off. And then either Tali or Legion dies, and you're like, well, fuck, alright, that was really sad. God, I fucked up, I couldn't save him. And then the dumbest fucking boss fight in the world happens. This fucking Reaper lands, it just kind of chills and, like, walks forward slowly towards you specifically to kill you. And then you just call down an airstrike on it like 3 fucking times, and then it gives some dialogue and dies. It's fucking stupid. Like, it was the most pointless fucking thing ever. It was like, I'm just gonna stand there and press, left click. Left click. Left. Oh, that's done. Okay, cool. Great fucking boss fight. Fuck you. Then, you meet fucking Kai Lang on the Asari homeworld. I don't even remember the fucking name, but you meet fucking Kai Lang, and he is just the most retarded fucking villain I have ever seen in a game. I'm sorry, there is no worse villain in a video game than Kai Lang. He appears and he's like, check out my sick katana skills, yo, it's the fucking future, and I've got a sword! And it's like, I can deflect bullets and shit, look how fucking cool I am. By the way, I'm a ninja and I'm Asian. Alright, cool, Bioware, that's great, man, alright, let's keep going. Oh, so you get back to your ship after he defeats you, And he sends you a fucking email. It's like, yeah, hacked your private email account. No big deal. Whatever. I'm a super cool ninja elite hacker dude. Yeah, haha, I beat you. You suck, winky face. What the fuck? Is that supposed to be, like, intimidating? Is that supposed to be like, oh, man, I really feel bad. I didn't beat this guy. He's really making a clown out of me because he sent me some stupid fucking email. Who does that? What kind of badass villain's like, I'm going to send him a snarky email because I beat him? And the fucked up part is that there's, like, books, right? Like, Expanded Universe books for Mass Effect. And in one of the book he's introduced in, he fucking, like, there's a whole, like, chapter dedicated to him breaking into Anderson's house, pissing in his potted plant, eating his cereal, just because he can. Like, it's like someone was like, you know, it'd be like a 12-year-old was like, man, I'm going to write a fucking villain for Mass Effect. And David Gator and Casey Hudson were like, that's great, man. You do that. Fucking A.
Are you still going?
Oh, I'm still going.
Oh my god, this is gonna eat it the whole episode.
Then we get to like the end part of the game, and you're like, we gotta raid the Cerberus base, and then you fucking take out Kai Lang in like 2 fucking hits, and he's like, oh my god, I'm such a bitch after all. Maybe I shouldn't have tried to be a ninja. Maybe I should have just shot you in the back of the head, because that would have been fucking smart. Then you go back to Earth and you're like, we gotta save Earth, guys. It's one last run. You have like this really cool moment with your squad where you're like walking with them and they're like saying your goodbyes in case it's the last time. And, then you start doing the final run and shit. And then fucking your ship pilot, your shuttle pilot, Cortez, is like, he gets hit or some shit. And he's like, oh shit, I can't land. I'm going down. And then you're like, oh fuck, Cortez is gonna die. I didn't really care about him at all because his character is really uninteresting. But shit, he's gonna die. Oh no, I'm gonna lose someone else. And then Shepard's like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. I just can't pick you up. Oh, okay. That's it. That's it. That's where you went with that. You had an opportunity to make another good moment, and you're just like, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. That's it. You made a big deal about him getting hit, and then nothing fucking happened. Then you finally do the run-up. You finally do the run-up, and the fucking Reapers are shooting at you. There's explosions everywhere. It's fucking cool as shit. And then you get in, you're like injured and shit, and then you meet up with Anderson, and he's like, and you fight the elusive man, and Anderson's like injured, and he's like, fuck, I'm dying, Shepard. And you're like, shit, Shepard's probably dying too. We're just gonna sit here while this crucible thing activates, and we're gonna watch the fucking final battle play out, and all my choices are gonna come into effect, and crazy shit's gonna go down. No. Fuck you. That's not what happens. What happens is you go up and meet the fucking Star Child. And the Star Child is like this ghost representation of the fucking kid you saw die in the beginning. Which I don't know if it's just like a representation of his like haunted nightmares or whatever. Like, oh, I feel so bad that this one motherfucker died. Shit. He's gonna be like my representation for this, for what the Reapers actually are. And he explains some logical bullshit that the Reapers exist to kill organic life so that they can't create synthetic life to kill organic life. It's fucking circular. It's bullshit. It doesn't make sense. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like, well, they are robots, so they could have, like, this weird circular logic that makes sense to them but doesn't actually make real sense to normal people. Okay, so how do we stop him, man? Is it some super weapon? Am I going to have to make some choices here? You are going to have to make some choices, absolutely. Pick option A, B, or C. Fuck you. That's the ending. Exact opposite of what we promised. Thanks for the $60 plus 5 for the day one DLC of Javik, who was actually supposed to be Jack, but they were like, oh, we're going to cut him, put in this fucking Prothean, and make him, and charge people for him. Is on this fucking DLC, and then we're gonna release DLC packs later, Omega, which was inconsequential as fuck, and then Leviathan, where it's like, we found the first Reapers, and as you recruit them, they come up out of the ocean and fucking off 3 Reapers apiece, and don't do jack shit in the final battle, apparently. They're like, not even present. And then the Citadel, which is literally just, hey guys, we're in the middle of a war, but let's go party at this swank-ass pad on the Citadel for a couple nights. Then you fight a fucking clone of Shepard, and you get a bunch of random fan service scenes. That's fucking it. That's Mass Effect 3. It's the worst fucking game ever. I fucking hate Mass Effect 3. I'm gonna buy a copy of Mass Effect 4 just to record myself microwaving that shit. Fuck you!
The reason I brought this up is because I really wanted you guys to hear it, because I was sitting on the train on the way home, and I asked Jake, I was like, hey Jake, can you tell me why Mass Effect 3 is a bad game again? And my phone just got blown up. So I was like, you know what, Jake? I'm just going to have you say it on the podcast. It has nothing to do with anything, but there's no news this week anyway. Or is there?
We were
going to record last night, but instead we chose to record today because something happened today. Star Wars Celebration was a thing, and today was the day that EA and DICE revealed their new game, Star Wars Battlefront.
It's a Star Wars Battlefront.
Battlefront.
They don't want to put a 3 in front of it.
Because it has nothing to do with 2 and 1?
Because it has less features than 2 and 1.
I know you've been listening to Jake talk the whole time, but Jake is really good at just shitting on things sometimes. So Jake's going to tell you what happened in the trailer, and then we're going to talk about it till the end of this podcast, because this podcast is just going to be us talking about how much we hate things, I guess.
We talked about some good stuff. We liked the DLC for Xenoverse 2. I liked Mortal Kombat X, so it's not all negative, right?
Fuck that game. I mean, there's not really much else to talk about, honestly. Like, there's no games besides Mortal Kombat that came out this week. Like, that's the only game that came out this week. There's just nothing coming out now until Witcher, it seems. I pre-ordered the Old Blood, if that matters. But, really. I mean, go for it. Tell us about Star Wars Battlefront, Jake.
All right, so, first I just want to say the Episode 7 trailer looked really cool. I'm cautiously optimistic for that. But I'm
super hype.
Battlefront trailer comes out.
There was something else. Oh. I want to talk about something else after Battlefront.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. So, Battlefront trailer starts. I'm like, all right, what we got going on here? And it's like, yo, man, this shit is going to be dope. Watch this. And you got fucking Battle of Endor, fucking blasters shooting, stormtroopers dying. It's like, oh, shit, it's a war zone, man. Oh, yeah, come on, we're winning. Oh, shit, AT-ST. Oh, fuck, jetpack, rocket launcher. Holy shit, this isn't fucking gameplay. This is a pre-rendered cutscene, basically. That's all it is. It's just hype. It's just a little hype mobile. Get you all hyped up. Get you all sweaty. Get you ready for the real thing, right? And it's cool. It looks great. It looks really cool. It looks kind of Star Wars-y, I guess. And then Darth Vader comes out of fucking nowhere.
Why is there an AT-ST in Endor?
There were AT-STs on Endor, man.
AT-ATs in Endor.
There were AT-ATs on Endor. Go watch Return of the Jedi again.
The giant fucking walkers?
There were. They didn't participate in, like, the battle scenes, but when Luke goes to meet Vader, and it's like, it's got this outside shot of the facility, and then you could see, like, an AT-AT or two walking around.
Okay, fine.
But they are there. But anyway, AT-AT gets blown up, and then the Rebel soldier's like, we did it, man. We won. I gotta pull my obviously dead friend to safety. And then Darth Vader just fucking walks out of the wreckage like, why? Okay, whatever. Cool. Whatever. It's just supposed to get you hype, right? And then it shows, like, what are supposed to be gameplay shots of X-Wings and TIE Fighters fighting or whatever. Point is, it's not fucking gameplay. If anyone says, dude, this is real gameplay, this is exactly what the game's gonna be like, they're fucking lying to you, selling you a bill of goods. It's not gameplay, it's pre-rendered footage. People do this all the time. Go watch any E3. Go watch any E3, a Microsoft conference or a Sony conference, and list the number of times they tell you this is actual in-game footage being played right now. Because it's not. It, like, almost never is. Fucking Sony, in particular, is notorious for this. I brought it up to Nate before the cast, but there was Killzone 2, and when Killzone 2 was first announced at E3, it was, like, this super sick CGI cutscene, and that Sony was like,
yes,
this is in-game footage. This is actually how the game looks on a PlayStation 2. And everyone was like, are you sure? I don't think the PlayStation 2 could put out that kind of power, Sony. Are you sure? Oh, yeah. We would never lie to you. And then the game came out, and it didn't look anything like that. And Sony was like, well, it was obviously pre-rendered footage. You guys are fucking stupid. So the
There's
point I'm
more.
Trying to make is they didn't show any real gameplay. And then we're like, hey, guys, you know what? Star Wars Battlefront, it's all about the ground battles, man. There's no space battles in Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars, stars are in space. There's no star. Okay, you know what? That's not fucking true. Space battles. You know what? Space battles
There's
were in
no
Battlefront
space
too.
Battles in Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, in the
no
new Battlefront
space
game,
battles.
No space
whatsoever.
Battles.
Whatsoever.
At all. Zero.
Remember the trailer we saw, the leaked trailer that showed what we were talking about last week, where you go from a planet to space?
Yep.
That's not in the game.
Yeah, no, that
this is a next-gen game coming out at the end of 2015 that doesn't have that feature, and it's a feature we saw in a trailer
three years ago. It was like 7 years ago or something.
Was it 7 years ago?
Well, no,
It was like seven years ago.
No, it was 7 years ago that no, we saw the trailer like 4 years ago or whatever. But so that trailer was from an alpha build of Battlefront 3 done by Free Radical, but LucasArts shut down Free Radical. The game was almost like completely finished too. It had a really cool story mode. It had that feature where you could go straight from ground battles to space battles and shit like that. But LucasArts canned it, and it was almost finished, just needed some bug testing, basically. And then it would be good to go. And they completely canned it, shelved the game, never to be played again. And then, you know, EA's like, we're going to reboot it. So many people have been wanting it. We're going to ride hype for this. That's basically what it is. They're basically just going, people really want a new Battlefront game, and it doesn't matter how shitty we make it.
My problem with this game is it's made by the guys who made Battlefield. And, you know, sure, there's going to be first person and third person, and when they said it at their little panel, everyone's like, yay! But, like, this is not next-gen Star Wars Battlefront. I mean, it's not the continuation. I understand it's a reboot. You know, fine, whatever.
See, the problem I have with it being a reboot, because that's not an excuse.
But what it feels like is DICE is cutting corners specifically so they can sell it to you later. Like, Pay 2 Space Battle is going to be a thing. I guarantee fucking to you, can hear it first on the Press X to Win podcast, Pay 2 Space Battle will be a fucking thing someday.
Yeah.
One day, there's going to be expansion, or there's going to be a Battlefront 2, because they're going to restart the whole damn series, and it'll have space battles. They're going to release this game, because this game will coincide with the fucking Force Unawakened, and then when the Force Awakened 2,
they even said
the DLC's
going to, they said they're going to release DLC or whatever already, too. Like, where they were like, yeah, you know, we're going to have four planets you can play on with a couple maps each. So that's only like four different locations, like aesthetically, that you'll be seeing in the game. And, you know, we plan to like really support this game after launch, which is code word for we have a lot of DLC on the back burner that we're going to charge you through the fucking nose for. You're going to have Battlefront Premium.
Star Wars Battlefront Premium, bitch!
It's going to be bullshit. You know what?
Like,
there's gonna be like, you know, you're gonna be able to fly X-Wings and TIE Fighters and fight them over the battlefields, you just can't go into space. And people are like, oh, well that's pretty cool, that's a fair compromise. And I'm like, yeah, you're wrong, it's not. Because that's the same shit as having a fucking jet in Battlefield fucking 4. It's just reskinned Battlefield 4. I guarantee fucking to you, the X-Wing is gonna be like a reskinned, is gonna be a reskinned jet, and there's gonna be a Y-Wing, it's gonna be a reskinned bomber, and it's gonna be the exact same shit, and you're gonna have the people in the planes on both sides be like, hey, we're not gonna fight each other, we're just gonna kill farm people on the ground. That's what it's gonna be like.
And there's not going to be any original modes, I bet. It'll probably just be, you know, Domination and fucking Rush and shit like that. I'm so frustrated because, you know, as a Star Wars fan, you know, I think we deserve better. But, you know, people on the internet are like, oh, you're such an entitled asshole. Because
you know what?
That's
bullshit. That's bullshit. It's not entitled to expect a game released in 2015 to have the same amount of features or more than a game released 10 fucking years ago. All right, Battlefront 2 had space battles in it. You know, they weren't seamless, but you had space battles. You had the prequel maps and stuff, which were actually really fucking good. People were like, I didn't
on
like the
PC,
prequels anyway.
You had like
there was a lot. The prequel movies were not good, but they spawned a lot of cool
Episode
stuff.
Episode 3 is really good. Episode 3 is really good. Episode 3 is super good. You're crazy. It's like,
but
it's a very good Star
the
Wars
point
movie.
Is that it's not entitled to expect a modern game to have the same amount of features as the same games, the same fucking games released 10 fucking years ago.
Also,
and
40,
not to mention you have
online.
That full build, Battlefront 3, that full build that Free Radical did that just needed some touch-ups. You could literally take that and just port it and make it better. That's all you had to do. But instead, they were like, we're going to put it in Frostbite, and Frostbite's a fucking shit engine, but we invested so much money in it, we're going to do it anyway. And not to mention, it's only 40 players. It's not even 64 players. And people are like, well, you know, that's Battlefield. It's like, Battlefront should be 40 players. What the fuck does that even mean? Why not have 64 players? Why not have giant battles? I thought that was the whole fucking point of the series, was to participate in these giant fucking battles. I don't fucking get it. It doesn't make any fucking sense. The AT-AT is on rails. You can't even walk around it. Yeah, it's on rails. You just sit in it and shoot as it walks and hope you don't die.
Where'd you find that out?
It was on their Twitter or some shit.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I'm serious, man. It's bullshit. It's a complete fucking cash grab. You know, they already have the pre-order DLC. You can play on these maps only if you pre-order. And if you don't, you gotta buy them. It's full of fucking shit, you know? Get the pre-order Hans Blaster.
Is it really? But
yeah, fuck off with that shit. It's so obvious this is just a fucking cash grab.
And people are gonna buy it.
Oh, people are absolutely gonna buy it. I have no interest in it. I don't fucking care. I have no interest
in it. This should not be a fully priced game. Here's the thing. Titanfall should not have been a fully priced game. This is literally Star Wars Titanfall. There's no campaign. It's just a multiplayer game, and there's just, you know, like, there'll probably be, what, 8, 9, 10 maps, probably, you know,
two maps
on each planet.
But they're all gonna have the same four aesthetics. I think the planets are Hoth, Endor, Tatooine, and Sullust. So you'll have, like, snow, jungle,
like,
desert.
I understand, you know, I understand why you'd make a multiplayer-only game. You know, that's what most people do on Battlefront. They play multiplayer. But there should be a single-player campaign. No matter what.
Well, yeah.
Every game should have a single-player campaign. The fact that Evolve sold $60 without a fucking single-player campaign is beyond me. Because that game actually sold well. No one plays it anymore, but it sold hella well. And that game's shit. That game is so fucking unbalanced and so fucking bad. I rented it when it first came out. This game is so shit and not fucking fun at all to play with. Even if you're playing with friends, it's like, the monster's so fucking good, he's just gonna fucking rape your face. And then you'd play online without your friends, it's not even fucking fun. That game sucks. And that's literally what this is. This is a fucking cash grab game that is gonna be, you know, maybe it'll be fun with some friends, but you're not gonna play it by yourself because everyone's gonna play it like Battlefield.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna play Battlefield. It's Star Wars Battlefield.
That's what it is.
And it's disgusting that people are gonna accept this. People are gonna be like, oh, new Star Wars game? New Battlefront game? Fuck yeah, you got my money. Here you go.
Well, yeah, people will, like, do the research or they'll make excuses for it. They'll be like,
and then people will be like,
oh, you're
God,
entitled.
This game is...
So, Battlefront 2, let's say Battlefront 2, the most recent. It came out in 2005, so that's 10 years ago, right? Battlefront 2, the most recent installment in the Battlefront franchise, had space battles. Okay, space battles weren't that great, but they were there, and it was a good foundation. Okay, cool. You could play in the prequels, you could play in the originals, both no problem. All right, lots of vehicles, lots of classes to choose from. All right, that's pretty cool. There was a single-player campaign, which was actually pretty cool. There was Galactic Conquest mode, where you went from, like, you chose planets to attack and stuff like that, and you fought on land, and then you fought in space to land on the planet. And then you'd land on the planet and invade and shit like that. It was a cool little mode that could have been expanded upon. But they didn't put any of that in the new Battlefront. You know what the new Battlefront has for solo content? You can play on maps against bots. Offline or online. That's it. Same shit that pretty much every Battlefield game has had. I don't know if the most recent Battlefield games let you do that, because they have the regular single players now. But, like, Battlefield 2142, Battlefield 2, the single player was essentially just, hey, go fight a bunch of bots. And, you know what? That was fine back then, because, I don't know, Battlefield 2 and Battlefield 2142, their multiplayers were just way better. The games were just way more solid, but now it's like, oh, Battlefield 3, Battlefield 4, you get this short little single player campaign, and then
game is going to be Titanfall.
It's not gonna, I mean.
Where you buy it, you play it for 2 weeks, and you burnt out on it because there's not enough content.
Exactly. That's what
and then
be.
Next year, Battlefront 2 will come out, have space battles, it'll have all the Jedis, it'll have all the characters from Episode 7, and it'll be a 10 times better game, and it'll be the game you want to buy.
It probably won't. No, you know what? They're probably not even going to do that. They're probably going to do DLC. They're going to have a premium pack, and they're going to have the fucking DLC expansions. And then the last one, it's going to be like a big surprise. Guys, you could do space battles now. Battle on 5 different space maps. And everyone's going to be like, whoa, that's so cool. Awesome. You really listened to the community. And it's not, they didn't listen to the community, they knew they were gonna do it, and they were gonna fucking charge you through the nose for it. It's not listening to the community when they turn around and charge you for features that were in the previous game. I don't care that it's a reboot, man. It's 10 years later. Why does your game have less content?
I don't understand, and people are gonna accept it, like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm optimistic, you know, okay, I'm going to say all these terrible things. I know Jake is not optimistic. If I see gameplay, and I'm like, you know what, this is something I want to play, I like Star Wars enough that I'll play it, you know, I'll play it, and, you know, my girlfriend will buy me premium for Christmas, like, that's exactly what happened in Hardline. My girlfriend bought me premium, I don't know why she bought me premium, but she bought it for me because she cares about me, whatever, and that was cool, you know, it's fine, and I like Hardline, I've had fun with Hardline. I know Hardline is not exactly what it should be. Trust me, I know, but I've had fun with it. And if that's what I can have with this game, you know, if it's fun to play, fine. But the problem I have is the fact that they're still selling this kind of stuff to people, and they're claiming, you know, they're taking features away to sell them to you later. It's wrong.
Yeah, they take features away and sell them to you later. And
Mortal Kombat does this too!
I know.
Oh, we didn't even talk about it! Tanya's in the fucking single player! Tanya's in the single player!
I mentioned
and
that.
And she sold this DLC?
Yep, I mentioned that.
Mm, I fucking hate Mortal Kombat! Oh my god! I don't know what it is this year. Like, this year's had way better games than last year did. Like, the only really good game at the beginning of the year last year was Wolfenstein.
Yeah, Wolfenstein.
And Infamous. I liked Infamous. You don't like Infamous. But I liked Infamous and Wolfenstein. Those only two games. Like, there's been a lot more better games this year. It's already been more fun. But the bullshit is starting to pile on the bullshit. And the more bullshit. And more bullshit. Like the fact that I had to go to Best Buy, walk in, pay $5 in order to try Rainbow Six Siege, in order to give my impressions of Rainbow Six Siege to our podcast viewers.
Yep.
That's dumb.
Yep. You paid $5. You paid Ubisoft to test their game. Just let that sink in. Instead of them hiring QA testers, they are now having people pay them to test their game. Yeah. Because that's what it is. Anyone listening to this that pays for that kind of stuff to get, like, beta access or whatever, you're literally paying to test a game. That's what it is. You're paying, you are not getting paid to do a job. You are paying to do a job. That is what it
Video
is.
Video games. Why?
If you get a free beta, absolutely. Go to town. But I don't think you should ever have to pay for a beta.
I love video games. I love them. But the stuff that's going on when it comes to DLC and betas and alphas and bullshit that happens with these games is getting ridiculous. And if gamers don't start, you know, listening to people like Boogie2998, who says specifically, you know, don't buy it. You know, don't buy the combat pass. Don't buy it. Please don't buy it. I know you will, but please don't buy it! Please! I'm begging you, don't buy the combat pass! Don't buy Battlefront Premium! Don't go pre-order Battlefront just to play the beta!
Yeah.
I totally did it because it's the only way, and I know I'll do it just to give the impressions, but I don't know what else to do.
Hell, maybe I would say maybe we'll get lucky and, you know, get some beta codes for review, but after this podcast, I doubt it.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with EA not giving us, you know, because this was definitely a bash on EA podcast. I'm fine with that, you know.
Another room. You know what game looks really cool? You know, I just want to talk about something that's like a palate cleanser because I'm super excited. I really like Guitar Hero. I know that Activision fucked up and, you know, they put out too many Guitar Hero games and you got pretty annoying towards the end when that game, you know, went away. I really like Guitar Hero. It's fun. You sit around with a plastic guitar, you press buttons and it feels like you're playing guitar. And it's not like playing real guitar where it's like super expensive and you're like, fuck, I gotta spend all this money to buy a really expensive guitar and I gotta learn lessons and I gotta learn how to play it, use a guitar and all this stuff. It's like, hey, it's really easy. You press 30 buttons. And the song plays with you. And so Guitar Hero Live is coming out this year. And Guitar Hero Live is awesome. Because they're changing the guitar to make it a little bit more like realism, but make it a little bit more challenging, but also a little bit more fun. And, like, it's kind of cool because they're doing this thing where you're, like, first person, and you can look out in the crowd and see the people as they view you and stuff. But then there's also another mode within the game where you can just buy more songs and just play those songs on your guitar. It's awesome. It's the right kind of DLC. If there's going to be tons of songs in your base game, if you have like 60 to 80 songs in your base game, I'll buy $2 songs or $1 songs on the store and play them. That's fine.
I miss when you could just put a CD in and then put the songs in the game.
That never happened.
Yeah, I did on PC.
Shut up. I like that. The idea that if a song comes out, if AC/DC pack comes out and it's like $5 and you get like 6 of your favorite AC/DC songs, I'd be like, cool. I'm fine with that. But, like, it got pretty bad towards the end.
Yeah, it got really bad towards the end.
And they were releasing a Guitar Hero, like, there was like 2 Guitar Heroes in 1 year at one point.
I think there were more than that, man. It was like 2 Guitar Heroes a year for like the last couple years. It was ridiculous.
So, as long as they don't do that with this one, I'm pretty excited. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, and there's also a new Rock Band like coming out too. I like Guitar Hero just fine. I just think Rock Band gives you more options. And I like playing those games with like a big group of friends, so Rock Band, you know, gives you more options than that. But I don't like the idea
that the drums cost so much.
They're both great though. I'm glad they're coming back. I've actually had a lot of people ask me before this was announced, like, whatever happened to Guitar Hero and Rock Band? And I'm like, well, they released too many and people got tired of it. So hopefully, I think, you know, enough people want it now that it's good.
The perfect time for it to come back. I'm super excited. I'm so happy that that it's coming back. I'm really happy. I can't wait to play it. It's going to be a nice palate cleanser after I play Battlefront, and I hate it. I know I'm going to hate it. I just know it. I want to not hate it. Yeah. I really don't. I really want to not hate it. Maybe Black Ops 3 will be good.
Well, it is Treyarch, so Treyarch's not bad. But it is also another Call of Duty, and I'm not paying $60 for another Call of Duty.
Maybe Assassin's Creed will be good. Yeah, that was a joke. I have to buy Call of Duty because my girlfriend plays that game, but... Yeah.
No, that's an excuse at least.
This video game episode is...
one's been a downer.
Maybe next week will be better. What comes out next week, Jake? Anything fun?
I have no idea, man.
Shovel Knight comes out next week! Yay!
Oh, cool.
PS4 only.
Oh, yeah, but...
Game is like 2D Dark Souls.
That's a great game. Shovel Knight's great.
I love Shovel Knight. I played the...
Yeah, I don't think really anything... Major comes out till The Witcher, and then that's like The Witcher, Arkham Knight, and what else?
So glad I traded in Mortal Kombat, because now I got my Witcher paid off, Pretty hype about that game. I still think the graphics look like shit, but hey, I'm pretty hype. Not gonna lie, it looks like a lot of fun.
I don't, really high-end PC, but...
I think most of the footage has been on Xbox One, I think that's why it looks bad.
Yeah,
it looks better on PS4 and PC than it does on Xbox One.
So. Oh yeah, Xbox One has less power than PS4.
I'm just super hype that it looks like a RPG game with good combat.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun game.
Because the combat in Inquisition is dog shit. And with that, ProvenGamer.com is where we're hosted, Jake.
Yes, that's where we're hosted. I think this is going to be probably one of the most controversial episodes we've done so far. I hope Mike's not too mad. But
I have to go through and edit it because I think I said some words.
Yeah, you might need that. You are the editor, so you're going to have to go through and probably fix some shit.
How do I beep stuff? Can you beep stuff on Audacity?
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, this has been make sure you go to ProvenGamer.com.
Yeah.
Their podcast. It's called Trophy Whores. I don't know if you put up an episode last week because I couldn't find it. But that's where Predator Takes the Wind goes up, and you should listen to Trophy Whores too if you like PlayStation. If you don't like PlayStation, don't listen to Trophy Whores, though. It's pretty much a PlayStation podcast.
Yeah, they do have a lot of other cool stuff on the site, you know, news, reviews, that kind of stuff.
Yes, it's an awesome website. They're looking for people to work for them. If you want to work for them, send us an email at PressXToWin@ProvenGamer.com.
Yeah.
If you want to ask us a question and tell us why you hate Mortal Kombat or hate Mass Effect
or hate either of those.
No, you hate it all. Hate everything. Continue to hate. No, I'm just kidding. Send us an email. PressXToWin@
ProvenGamer.com.
At ProvenGamer.com.
Illiterate.
Fuck you. We're also... I mean... Never mind. I'm not going to say it. Thanks for listening to us rant. Maybe next week we won't rant so much.
Yeah, take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.